Aircheckdownloads.com.
Elvis Presley and It's Only Love, the number 3 record from the top 20 of this week in 1980. I've been playing the hits of 3 years ago for the past 4 mornings. We're at the 5th morning and that means the top 3. I'll play the numbers 2 and 1 from the same top 20 between now and 12 o'clock. So here it is, my very last programme, my last edition of Through Till 12, and my guests this morning include 2 old friends. Not that they're people I've known for a long time, you understand, they're just friends who are very old. First of all, Derek Harrison, who's the railway man. He'll be here at about 10:15 and relating some of the adventures he had when he took a trip around the German railways. So that's at about 10:15. And at 11:15, a gentleman who was with me on my very first day here at Merseyside 3.5 years ago. So it's nice that he's here on my last day as well. And that's our vet, Mike Pittaway. Questions for Mike, as usual, when the phone lines open at 10:45. Plus, all the regular features. And I've got to say hello to 1 or 2 people during the course of the morning. The music continues in a minute, though, with Rod Stewart.
Dave Jameson.
Merseyside.
Rod Stewart, what am I going to do? I'm so in love with you. It's 19 minutes to 10, 9:41 on Merseyside. I've had a lot of letters from people saying goodbye, which is very nice. Thank you very much indeed, including a lot of letters from people I've never heard from before. All the regulars have been in touch, of course, but 1 or 2 letters from people who are obviously regular listeners who have never put pen to paper before, which is very nice. Thank you very much indeed. One lady, though, I would like to say a very special goodbye to is a lady who I first spoke to 2 years ago on the telephone when I made her the Red Rose Lady of the Day. Last year, on her birthday, I went to visit her at her home in Corley, and as it happens, her birthday is next week, and that is Mrs. Rosamond, who will be 104 years old next Thursday. So because I won't be here next Thursday, I'll take the opportunity now to wish her a very, very happy day for next Thursday. She is a smashing lady. She's one of the nicest people and one of the people I shall most remember about this area. Have a lovely day next Thursday, Mrs. Rosamond. 104 years old she will be, and still going very strong indeed. Congratulations from me and from all of us at Merseyside. It's been my hit pick for the past week on Merseyside, and I'm delighted to say it's actually gone in the national chart as well. It's a new single from Al Jarreau. It's called Boogie Down, and I think it's fab. 9:45 is the time, 9:45.
Mercy and action can help you. Mercy action to
First Mercy Action of the morning, as usual, is some of the jobs from the job centres around the area. There are 4 this morning, and as usual, if any of these take your fancy, contact your local job centre. They'll put you in touch with the employers concerned. A self-employed sales rep is required to sell stone cladding in the Nuneaton area. You've got to have your own car, and you've got to be on the telephone as well. Your minimum expected earnings, around £6,000. Self-employed sales rep required to sell stone cladding. It's based in Nuneaton. A Coventry firm are looking for someone to repair car, commercial and agricultural radiators and heat exchange equipment. You've got to be fully trained in all aspects of the motor radiator trade, and you must have a clean driving licence. Well, they say it should be useful. You've got to be up to 45 years old. That's the top age limit. That's a firm based in Coventry looking for someone to repair radiators and heat exchange equipment. A time-served bricklayer with proven experience of high-quality contract work is required for the Coventry area. You'll be mainly working on the modernisation of properties, but there is the possibility of some new work as well. Age range 23 to 60 years, time-served bricklayers with proven experience in the Coventry area. Finally, a night cold store manager is required by a Coventry firm to supervise staff in cold store loading company vehicles. You'll also be dealing with personnel matters, and you'll be responsible for security on the site. Previous warehouse experience is essential, and you should be aged over 30. A night cold store manager required by a Coventry firm. 4 jobs this morning. If you want to find out more about these, contact your local job centre and they'll put you in touch with the employers. Now, this time on Monday morning, Dave Sims will be in this chair, as he will every morning from Monday morning onwards, and he'll have some more jobs from the job centres. The regular Mercy Action Service is now open, of course, on 28451 Coventry 28451, and if you'd like to take advantage of it, it's a free service. Give us a ring during office hours on a weekday, and if we can help, we will. 28451.
Give me time.
That's Rita Coolidge and her version of a song that was a hit for Culture Club called Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, track taken from her new album, which is the featured LP this week on Merseyside. I think that version is excellent. Stuffed Marrow, a Maltese recipe for stuffed marrow, is the Mercia mouthwater, and that's next. Carol Lee lives in Gosford Street in Coventry, and she sent me her recipe for stuffed marrow. Now, we had stuffed marrow the other morning, but she says this is a Maltese recipe. I don't know why, but it is. Thank you, Carol. It's quite a longish recipe, which we'll have to rattle through this morning, so if you don't get the details down, send me a stamped address envelope, and we'll pop a copy in the post to you. For stuffed marrow, you need some marrows. Seems a very logical place to start. Some large marrows, says Carol. You want some mince as well, 1/2 pound of mincemeat, a chopped onion, 1 chopped onion, some semolina, don't know what the heck she's going to do with that, semolina, salt and pepper, a tablespoon of tomato paste, some grated cheese, You need a quarter of a pound of lard, a pound and a half of potatoes, and one or two eggs. So add some large marrows, half a pound of mincemeat, a chopped onion, some semolina, or if you prefer, if you're listening on VHF, semolina, salt and pepper, tablespoon of tomato paste, some grated cheese, a quarter of a pound of lard, pound and a half of potatoes, and an egg or two. Cut the marrows into two pieces lengthwise, down their length, and scoop out the insides. Mince and fry that in lard with the chopped onion. Mince it up and fry it in the lard with the chopped onion. When it's nice and tender, add the mincemeat to it, add your half pound of mincemeat to it, and then finally, says Carol, add the tomato paste dissolved in hot water. This is getting very complicated. Dissolve your tomato paste in hot water, and then add that to what's in the frying pan, i.e. the scooped out bits of marrow, the chopped onions, and the mincemeat. Add salt and pepper to taste, and then just let that do, let that simmer. Take that off the heat, and then add the beaten egg to the mixture, depending on how much mixture you've got, one or two eggs. Add the grated cheese, stir it well, and then get back to the marrow skins that you scooped out, and then refill them with the mixture. When the marrow halves are full, sprinkle the top of each marrow with some semolina, or semolina, place the marrows in a greased dish, peel and slice the potatoes, scatter them in between the marrows and round the sides of the dish, add a little water, a little lard, add some salt and pepper, and then bake it in a hot oven until it's golden brown, and that's stuffed marrow, a Maltese recipe. That sounds rather nice, actually. Go through it very quickly again. Cut the marrows lengthwise, take out the insides, mince up the insides, and then fry that in lard with chopped onion. When that's tender, add half a pound of mincemeat to that, and then a tablespoon of tomato paste dissolved in hot water. Add some salt and pepper and let it simmer. Take it off the heat and add a beaten egg, add the grated cheese, stir well, and then refill the marrow skins with the mixture you've made. When they're full, sprinkle the top of each with some semolina, place the marrows in a greased dish, peel and slice the potatoes, scatter them in between the marrows and round the sides of the dish, with a little water, a little lard and some salt and pepper, bake it in a hot oven until it's golden brown, and that is stuffed marrow Maltese style. Now, if you'd like a copy of that recipe, and I did have to rattle through it fairly swiftly this morning, a stamped addressed envelope please to me, Dave Jameson, Mercia Sound, Hartford Place, Coventry, CV13TT, and even though I won't be here, I'll make sure somebody sends you a copy of that recipe. Dave Jameson, Mercia Sound, Hartford Place, Coventry, CV13TT, if you want a copy of your stuffed marrows. It's 5 to 10, 9.55, Mercia Sound, 220 medium wave, 95.9 VHF in stereo. Next is the news after George Benson.
AirCheckDownloads.com.